Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Mm-hmm. You gotta come in slow for the beginning. Be like,
what's this?
Good turn up. A little snap.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta snap like this.
Going?
And then you gotta let the beat drop. And it goes.
It's gonna build. Got a good thing going with a bad bitch.
You know what to call when you need it. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Kanaya Strong with.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Sir, step on. I am Warfire Wallace.
Yep.
Jesse know every song on the
man, man.
That came out just right now. If it came out just an hour ago, Jesse would be like, this song just came out an hour.
Wouldn't be my
you ain't heard it? He'd be like, you ain't heard it?
He'd be like, no.
Where you been at?
No, never heard that before. No.
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Favorite guilty pleasure, must say. I mean, like, going from New York, I'm, like, stressed for these people's lives. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God. Where's Peter sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
But this show, I feel like I'm watching Dynasty, the Ratchet.
It is.
Hey, welcome
Bitch,
back.
Why are they trying to rewrite this like it's Empire?
Oh, Lord.
No, please do not disrespect Taraji and
Mimi really came out with the fringed yarn.
Don't
jacket.
Do my girl Taraji like that.
Talking about, you know, my business partner, Stevie.
I'm so happy to see Stevie Jedi back. I don't know what to do with myself. The faces.
Well, you know.
The vocal inflection changes.
I miss the Puerto Rican princess tonight, I must say.
I don't really miss Jocelyn.
I love Jocelyn.
Dum, 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 dum.
I think everybody... Is Jocelyn not the centerpiece of the show?
Even though Jocelyn blocked me on Instagram...
She blocked you.
Jocelyn blocked me on Instagram.
Wow.
Because I posted this thing last year. It was like a picture of her and it said, Stevie, why not perform at the BME? Because she was following me after the interview, and then
and she got mad.
That was like a little too much for her. Sorry, bro. No shade.
No shade. But is it me or is every single storyline on here somehow talking about Jocelyn?
Yeah, because she wasn't in it, so we had to make it relevant.
Everybody? Golly.
Yes.
You know who I forgot about who made an appearance, and I was like, fuck, I almost got you out of my life. Kirk's Adam apple.
Oh, Kickstand Kirk is back, guys.
Kirk's Adam's apple looked like his neck got a boner all the time.
It kind of did.
His neck is aroused.
With his new girl.
24/7.
Yes, let's talk about it. Miss Ashley. Kirk is apparently signed a new artist. He can't even take care of the one that he has, Rashida.
Hmm.
So now, Ashley has been working on records for a long time now. Ain't no one heard of her.
At all. No buzz.
She has the 2013 half buzz shaved off of the hair. Like, Cassie been done that.
You got the Cassie.
Are kids still doing that?
The Cassie 09.
It's a couple of... well, now I think the white girls picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
The blondes. The blondes are doing
black.
It now. I know. She like...
But she but no, low-key, once you do it, you got to keep it. Because that transitional hair growth, that's
well,
no
Well, Nicolette
joke.
Used to do have it.
It
was a very... hard transition.
You gotta, that's a hard thing to do.
Alright, so this girl, you know, we didn't hear her sing or anything, but let me just say, bitch, I feel like this is about to be a Yandy and Remy situation again, because this girl up in the house, like, laying on a bed, like, Kirk! Bitch, what are you doing? Get off the damn fucking bed. And Kirk talking about, you know, Rashida might get mad, but I mean, it ain't like I ain't got a picture of her in here. Bitch, it's on the ground. You ain't even hung it up. You just got it in there because the cameras was there. You was like, let me get this.
You're renting a two-bedroom apartment. Like, in what part of the game is that?
I'm talking about it's my office.
It's your office. Ain't no desk. He didn't have his laptop sitting
on the couch. But you got the TJ Maxx bed covers on.
Like. I need need Kirk. Please stop doing this, Kirk. Please stop doing this.
I'm mad that it's an apartment. And he said, I needed to get this for my important business meeting.
Hey, come Ashley in.
You know?
Hey.
Come on in, business. I mean, Ashley.
I hope she's just doing this for TV purposes. Because we've seen, you got to be living under a rock to not see Love and Hip Hop. And the only place you've probably seen Kirk is on Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
So... girl, said, don't do this. Don't do
wait,
this.
Wait, though, but we always see crazy record deals with, like, Rich Dollars and whatnot. But this was, this bitch signed with Kirk for five albums.
So you five got a, albums. You got a lifetime contract?
Lifetime. Bitch,
like, you better turn that to five mixtapes and put Lord. That shit five right up on that piv or Lord. Upload.
Albums?
Lord.
You'd be lucky if you get a second single, girl.
Like, what five the hell? Albums. Five albums?
And now don't Rashida, nobody do that in life.
Rashida... right, this sounds like a TLC deal. Like.
It is.
Speaking
Kirk
of that,
the new, face records.
I ran into Chili at the nail salon. Oh, shout out to Chili.
Did you?
Yeah, what she's in there getting her nails done. I just said hey. She was like hey.
You know she's still looking for love.
I know.
You should have got that.
You should have got that.
I should have jumped off in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she probably got that. She crazy. Mm-hmm. She probably crazy.
Chili was not crazy.
Mm-hmm. What?
She's not crazy.
They always crazy if they still haven't been locked down for some reason and it's mysterious.
No, that's just because you can't get out your own way. You're not willing to accept the. You're
mediocre.
Not willing to put your standards aside.
His standards aside. Usher? Ursa?
Usher, didn't he cheat on her or something?
Everybody.
And
stop.
He was too young. No.
He was younger.
He was too young. No. It's not about women being crazy. The pickings are slim. Let's keep it real. Because y'all heard our list. That list, all of that don't come together no more. I'm sorry. Y'all ain't all the right. way y'all all used right. to be.
Well, that ain't speaking to me.
And they surely are. I mean, Kirk's showing this bitch around the apartment. I mean... they move out from that. So then we get this scene with Rashida, Carly, Erica, Mimi, Arian. They're painting this shirtless model who came in.
Yeah.
Talking about how crazy Jocelyn is because that Coke video came out where she was like in the studio, remember? And she was like, ah,
yeah, that was bad.
But what's even worse is Mimi says, yeah, here's the thing. Eva wants a baby brother. Okay.
Too bad.
I mean, Eva might want a fucking lollipop. Eva might want a fucking, you know what I mean? A bottle at the wrong inappropriate hour. Like, you're just going to give her one? Talking about you're going to put Stevie's sperm inside you. Like, girl, as if we have not had more psychological issues. Yeah. She's like, you know, and I'm okay. I feel like I'm in a place where I can emotionally accept that.
You know what? Let me play devil's advocate. I'm not saying that I agree with this point of view. Okay. However... she already in it with Stevie.
No.
She's already in it. She's already in it. He's not going anywhere. He is going to be around her forever. So having another baby is really not going to change anything. It's not going to make it worse, and it's not going to make it better.
Do you think Mimi's doing it in the sense of almost like, you know, if I was to do that, I'm going to end up with him in the end? Or does she literally just want the kid?
I think she's just doing it because she's like, I mean, I already got a kid with him. And what are her other options? When you have a baby and you're older, and you're when you get older, you start to think about that. Like, if I want another baby, do I want two baby daddies? Have to deal with two dudes, or just yeah, let me just
but
have
what
this
is
dude.
Jocelyn really gonna do? Like, you gonna do what?
She probably try to hurt me. Poor thing.
You gonna base this turkey? Hell no.
What?
Hell no.
She can get a man. Mimi can.
She can, but it's about...
Did we see the last one? She.
I know she
to.
Makes poor decisions in clutch situations.
And look
but
at Chrissy. Like you, not at some point you just want a you want a baby.
But Chrissy's got no babies. Chrissy's got no babies. Mimi's she has a child.
I'm just saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate, guys.
Adopt. There's tons of kids out there.
I don't know. I think it's a bad idea.
With the sex tape, she's not gonna.
I think it's a bad idea. I don't think Mimi and Stevie J will ever stop messing with each other.
I agree with that.
Mm.
That's always going to happen.
So we get to the scene of Rashida again, where Kirk comes in. We find out Poise Cosmetics is doing really well. What's her online boutique called?
Bossy.com. Yeah.
Bossy.
And so it's been so doing so well that she wants to move out of her closet and move into a storefront. Makes sense. The problem is that the CEO and her manager, Kirk, can't get it together because he's spending it on... an apartment,
two bedroom apartment downtown,
and Ashley
bedroom
$3,500 a month for two bedrooms.
When did rent in Atlanta become $3,500? That's number one. When did rent in Atlanta
with your twin bed? Your twin bed.
It don't necessarily have to be that price. He's throwing that number out there for the sake of little naivete that he's talking to.
Because we don't even know the area.
Right.
She's 875.
Like, her nose so wide open, she'll do anything. Oh, Kirk, smooches. I want another drink.
Yep.
Before we get into that thing that I have to do to get these record deals.
Kirk brings up Ashley to Rashida.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Five record deals?
I mean, has Rashida even put out five records?
Who puts out five records?
Beyonce.
Rihanna. Rihanna.
You are not them.
No, I mean, I know
that. That's what
I'm
Let's give her a chance.
Mm-hmm.
She had that little Tinashe.
You're right, because we haven't heard her. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? I want to hear it. I want to just.
Let's give her a chance.
But here's my thing is like when Kirk brings Ashley up to Rashida, he isn't like, yo, like, she's so amazing. She's talented. When she sings, like, Jesus comes down and prays for me. Like, he's like, no, she looked good. Sex sells. And now you're going to have this bitch in your downtown office? Like, what are you doing, Kirk?
And why say that to your wife anyway?
Put that kickstand down and chill.
Why say that
Put it down.
He did. He put it down.
He said it.
He put it right in Ashley.
Because it fits. That thing is humongous.
Girl, I will neck the hell out of you.
He got Mandingo neck.
Kirk Adams apple the same length of a Slurpee straw. You got a Slurpee straw be 5 feet long.
Girl, you keep playing with me. I'm gonna neck the hell out of you.
It's just so dumb.
Kirk Adams apple look like, you know, when you go to the doctor's office and they hit your knee with that
it
thing?
It does.
Like they just hit it from the backside of his throat.
Check the reflexes.
Yeah. Kirk Adams apple shaped like a naked juice. That's what it looked like. It looked like a naked juice.
Look, I just happen to have a Starburst. This ain't even big enough, though.
That is not big enough.
A whole pack. I gotta
put it to the point.
We eat that. No.
It looked like a Starburst is stuck. The Starburst didn't.
No, it looked like you ever seen Aliens when the alien opened his mouth and the other one come out.
The little one.
So I never realized how much I missed Carly Red till this episode.
I still don't miss her.
We meet Carly. Jessica Dimepiece, who is a retiring stripper.
From the KOD. Shout out to Miami, Florida. Carol City in the building.
How old do you guys think you have to be as far as a stripper to retire?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, oh, she must be older. But then she explained it. So I understand. She wants to be taken seriously. And as
Smart
long as you're
girl.
Stripping...
Because
you know,
I was like, if you don't got to retire, because especially you moved to Atlanta, you could work at, what is it, the Claremont Lounge?
Let's just think about the word retire.
And I'm old people and the fans like...
She can work at Macy's.
Hey, baby.
Is Stalker still open? She can work anywhere in Atlanta.
But let's think about the word retire, though. When you use retire, that means somebody had a career of some sort of credibility.
Yeah. Did you see what she looked like? She looked pretty credible in that business.
Can I play devil's advocate again?
Retire
and I'm not saying
stripping.
I feel this way. I'm not saying I feel this way. But stripping now isn't how we perceived it back in like 92.
Of course not.
Where, you know, back then your family shunned you, they kicked you out the house, nobody wanted to talk to you, just you and your baby living alone stripping.
No.
Now it's glorified.
Juicy
so
yeah.
And strippers make more than most 9-to-5ers.
Sure do.
Most 9-to-5ers.
Well, in cities like that, though.
I'd be out here scrubbing floors and shit. This bitch scrubbing floors.
And the transitional.
Like, picking up more money than me.
There's transitional potential as a stripper. Because now she's going to be an artist.
Right.
I mean, my thing is like, I just need to hear the voice on these people. Oh, she's a rapper.
Is she a rapper? Oh, okay.
Eve did it.
So
She did do it. Oh, that's true.
And Eve was
Pitbull in the skirt.
The bomb. So let's see Dimepiece. So Carly Red, she's, you know, down to, she wants Jessica to come to Atlanta and give Jocelyn a run for her money. She said that she was signed with Flo Rida 2 years ago, but...
You know,
she wants to stop sucking dick. So
yeah.
He's like, well,
he's like, no, you got a deal. You got a deal. You got a deal.
Just come here. Come here.
Text me.
Well, so within that, after that happens, we get Stevie. No, we're not going to talk about that yet.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about that yet because we got to really ease into that one. Let's talk about Mama D.
Mama D.
I like that Burke Candy song they were playing, Opulence. Random thought. So Mama D, apparently her music has been off the Richter scale. Off the motherfucking Richter scale. I was like, well, bitch, if there was an earthquake, your music must have done fall down the crack.
I
heard it. The only place it was popping was on Instagram with the tube popping out like,
I deserve. You deserve. I deserve.
Yo, I'm tripping on the feeling, the emotion behind her live performance. Did you see it?
I deserve.
I'm tripping off. It's supposed to be a gospel record, and she got two naked men bringing her up to a throne. Where she's talking about, I deserve. Like, girl, that was, how long ago was that? We still singing that? We still promoting that?
Mind you, she didn't have to sign with Kirk for 5 albums to do this, so.
No. Mama D still think it's the 90s where you push that one single for 6 months. She might have to get that Christina Aguilera guideline going.
Yes.
All right, so Erica D shows up looking beautiful, and she says, I want Scrappy to help with the child support. You know, Mama D, he ain't really been helping like that. And, you know, Mama D's concerned. She's like, Erica, you know, as women, as mothers, you know, she always got to connect on that level.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, Scrappy and Bambi show up. And she says, you know, Scrappy, Erica D said all these things about you. I didn't know nothing. I didn't even assume that it was you, Bambi. But Erica made the assumption that it was you.
Like, when did she say this?
Mama D.
Off camera? Damn, I didn't hear
she
that.
She slid Erica under the bus.
She did, man.
Slid her. But,
thanks, Mom.
I was Scrappy. Why he ain't paying the child support?
Scrappy basically said that ain't nobody gonna tell me what I need to be doing with my kid. So he thinks child support is just something
taking
that,
it to the park.
A recommendation. Like, maybe you should think about it. Okay, cool. No,
no, I don't want to do it that way. I'd like
a recommendation.
I call my girl every day.
Yeah, he thinks that
I support
she
my child.
Know who I am. Oh,
I said, how you doing in school? That's support.
Poor Scrappy.
Of the child.
Well, but maybe the money isn't coming in the way he wants it.
I was asking, maybe. Is he broke? We got to find out. When the last time Scrappy did so? What's with these dudes in child support, though? Because they got Stevie J. He sounds like
common situation.
It is. But however, sometimes you have to manage. You have to manage your sexual activity. If you can't afford a child, then don't have one.
Young jock.
Michael Jackson said that.
You can't pay for it, then don't have it.
If you can't make the baby, then don't have the baby.
Make the baby.
Remember that. Can't make the baby. What did he say?
Don't make the baby. Don't have the baby.
Michael Jackson was preaching. Rest in peace, Michael.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
What are we kidding?
Bitch, he's back, y'all. Nico and his wife, Margo. Nico and Margo. These motherfuckers. Margo is a model, a fashion designer, a singer, and a songwriter.
Can I just say before we get into it, I feel bad for Margo.
Me too. Well, I don't know how I feel about it, because part of me is like, is this a plan? Because she looked like...
But even still,
you've been with that man for that long. What kind of trades and hustles y'all been dealing with, doing? Like, you now you both on Love and Hip Hop. Of course, you're gonna bring the tears out.
But she had to look at his face.
Well, honey,
for years.
His face looked like Harry the Hunter from Beetlejuice. Remember that man with the little shrunken head?
Me,
like on the Mario Brothers movie, the Koopas.
Yeah,
they had the big body and the little head.
They were homeless. I mean, when you come from being homeless, you'll pretty much do anything.
Anything.
It's tough. It was rough in these streets. Came all the way to L.A. to do, what is Nico's talent again?
Scheming. He doesn't have a talent. Yeah. Real talk. Nico is just a dude. Like, you ever meet a dude who just out here just living?
Yep.
He just living, man.
Especially
out here. He'll be a trainer for a little while, and then he'll sell Herbalife for a little while, and then he'll sell clothes for a little while, and then
he
wanna be a
stylist.
He's like, you want Red Monkey jeans? Right. I got them in the back of my car. Like, why?
Then he wanna sell Jordans. He got to connect on Jordans.
But
and then he
real.
Just he's just living.
All his Instagram pictures, you got Justin Bieber's house on it.
Right.
But not really taking the picture with Justin Bieber. Right.
Justin's like, who is this, sir?
Yeah.
Nico is that guy. He just lives.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, when you both move to LA, usually both parties have a dream or a talent or something. And she was like, you told me to get to work. I was writing my ass off. Got a songwriting deal. This, that, and the third. I was like, well, I didn't hear the part where Nico. What did he do? What was
nothing.
His?
Nothing. nothing.
He didn't get nothing. He was just coaching her on the side, like, he's going to be good, girl. He's going to be good. Yeah. I'm fucking like five other bitches, but it's going to be good. You keep on doing it. I'm going to go fucking, I'm going to go lay up in this nest for a while. And then when you're ready, I'm going to come hop back up over in this one.
Because our marriage is open.
Right.
They've been married
for 7 years, talking for 10 years. He finally comes on and says that him and Mimi were in a business situation. Then she starts crying. She's like, he goes, I'm sorry, you're my wife, I love you, and I want you to come to ATL. And then here she goes talking about, you know, I'm not sure I have to think about it. You know, I'm not making any promises. But how much was that starting salary?
I am not going to be... you're not going to see me in public with Nico.
Well, she could be broke.
Right. This bitch looking like... Mm-hmm. There's an extra spot on there. Can I hold the diamond?
Mm-hmm. Well, what is he going to do?
Stevie said, nope, because, bitch, I'm in the intro. He said, you cannot, Margo. Stevie showed up with a heart behind him like...
Bang.
Bye, bitch.
Why'd she get so mad about the sex tape, though, if they had an open marriage?
Because lights, camera, action.
And this is the question. When women say we were in an open marriage, did you agree that it was an open marriage?
Or did one day she was fucking someone, she was dating a dude.
Did one day you discover that you were in an open marriage and then you just went with the flow?
Like, I thought this was open, right?
He was like, yo, what you mean we open? And she's like, well, I guess it's open.
Now?
So, did she know that her relationship was open before it became open? And it's another one thing for you to have a relationship with somebody or be sleeping with somebody while you're married, but then you had a full out sex tape,
right? Like video release party, everything, like
a full out movie.
Yeah.
On a show,
triple
he was
camera
on a
views.
Show, married with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And didn't even say at one point he was married.
I doing mean, porn. Giving Peter Guns a run.
Looking like that.
A run.
Nico made some black papers.
Nico's face looked like Peter's feet.
He be too greasy out here in the streets. He need to get the...
What's the little pat thing?
He need the little blots.
But like the strips that look like the rolling papers. You know what I'm talking about?
Nico's face look like a backwoods.
Oh,
I can't. Mm. I gotta get in the lab for some more Nico look likes. It's gonna be a good season.
Yo, Mimi over here talking about Nico. You know, she's over Nico and that she's written a book.
Listen, Erica Mena and them wrote a book. Evelyn got a damn book. She was bound to have a book.
Yep. Okay, I can understand Evelyn. If Erica, I mean, if it's like a coloring book, I could see Erica. But what Mimi going to talk about?
That her mama lived wasn't around when she was little, and then she had the dad. You know, you got to start from the beginning. And then it was just her and her dad somewhere. She lost her way, was doing videos and music videos. Mm-hmm. Then she ended up with Stevie for 10 years.
She got that train ran on her by the Atlanta Falcons that one time.
Did she?
Well, she was dating some dudes on
made
the
that
Falcons.
Well, what turned into a dating and now it's a train?
Now it's an orgy.
I gotta make it work. I wanna make
it work. Situation and like she out here like just getting fucked against lockers. Right. Like, it's like diamond up in the bathroom. No.
Right. She was in a relationship. Shut up, Stefan. Wait, when was this?
So we
go find some information. Get the dirt up.
We meet Tiffany Fox, who I've known of for a while, and she's pretty good. I didn't like whatever song she was performing tonight. I thought it was very much like trying to be Nicki Minaj, and I don't think that of Tiffany Fox, so that was odd. And then somehow the whole sperm thing came up, you know what I mean? That was just, again, awkward. He basically just wants Mimi and Jocelyn at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we get to this Tiffany Fox showcase. Stevie's drunk, whistling at Mimi, telling her, you look good, baby. Tiffany was apparently 45 minutes late. First of all, I'm looking at this like, was this Idlewild? Like, where is this showcase at? Like,
yeah, it was weird.
A
with
saloon?
The...
Did they redo Applebee's basement again?
Like, when Nico's album release party or video release.
Stevie got one leg over the thing, clapping for Tiffany! I've been that drunk though before. When you stand up and you've been loud and you just be loud and everyone's telling you, Jesse, like you're doing the most. I'm not doing the most. Here's the thing. The bitch shouldn't have been 45 minutes late. 40, I was going to say 45 minutes wrong, because it was. And that would have been me. You wasting my time, too.
Yep.
Well, Stevie's like this every day, though.
Well,
he's always causing the scene. I wasn't surprised. You don't invite him. Why did you invite him?
Because it's his money.
She should know better.
He's been having a few meltdowns, though, huh? My boy Stevie Jedi, he ain't doing good.
Making him go through it.
The cocaine, man, is a hell of a drug.
In love with cocoa.
I'm mad that you said Idlewild. I was stuck there for a minute. That was good.
Like Idlewild.
So then we see Mimi and Dawn. Dawn's back. The pimp back. I swear,
Dawn
and Nico still working together. Yeah. I think that's what's going to be the big plan.
Okay. Because
you heard when Nico came in, she was like, "Why don't y'all just talk this out? Work this out." Dawn's trying to get that double pay cut.
Yep. She made some kind of mention of money when she started trying to bring him back.
And then he was like, she was like calming him down off the side, like.
Mm-hmm. Just be quiet. We're going to get this money.
Please don't let it be.
We're going to get this money.
I couldn't look at him long in the face long enough to do no damn serious business with him. Like, I can't do this. Your face. take the documents and please go.
It's just weird.
Your face looks like an Oreck vacuum.
The way the teeth and the shape of the face goes. Like the dude on the Goonies. Chunk.
Hey, you guys.
He looked like an anorexic chunk.
Well, get him a candy bar. Because I can't.
Ruth, baby.
Nico be like,
yeah. He needs to take some of that money and get Invisalign. Nico, I'm fed up.
Yo, but like,
I'm
for
fed
real.
Up, bro.
That would be really smart of Invisalign to sign him. They'd be like, one of the most watched shows.
You can't.
Mitz, they might be able to fix something.
But then he can get it, but they ain't going to make him the face.
And it's got to work.
It'll be the before and after. They'll be like, this man look like this. Just shoot the picture up real quick. But now he look like this. Ding.
No, I'm sorry. If you're getting money now, enough is enough. I've had enough.
Of Nico?
I mean, I'm just saying. Get your teeth fixed.
Did Nico look like he worked on Black Ink Crew?
He said the sex tape made millions. He used that term.
He thinks that Mimi's book is going to be worth whatever, that he can make $2 million off of that. Like, that's just your cut.
Yeah.
That's your 25% cut. I watch Shark Tank, bitch. The equity don't match up.
Mr.
Wonderful would not approve that.
Never. No. Neither would Mark Cuban.
Right.
None of y'all.
Or Damon.
What's the blonde bitch's name? Lori? She would have been like, I think the book is a great idea. I think it's innovative of you to be doing that. Unfortunately, I don't read books, so I personally can't connect with the product.
And for that,
I'm out.
For that, I'm out.
She shuts them down the same time every time.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that show. All right, so they're at this photo shoot. Nico shows up, and, you know, he's trying to get in this 3-book deal. What is Mimi going to write about for 3 books?
For 3 full books.
Part 2 will be
how
the
big
whole
is this
sex
print?
Tape debacle. I don't know.
Listen,
do we want to read it? But we're watching
this. This ain't
sex
the color
tape
purple. It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody's going
to
buy these
that
books.
At the end in the choir like, hey.
Somebody's going to buy these books. If Erica could bought, if people bought that book.
From Erica Mena's book?
Yes.
It's Erica Mena.
What?
I know.
What are you trying to read about Erica Mena that would come out of her?
On every other page, there's a picture.
It's a coloring book, I'm telling you. It's a sticker. It's a fucking Mad Lib.
No. It's going to be sticky.
Like, she's like, guys, help me with the book. I can't figure it out. So you put the words in. All right, so the funniest, actually, Mimi was real quick when Nico sits in the director's chair talking about, do you know what kind of chair this is? Do you know where I'm sitting in? It's a director's chair. Ah, no, bitch, it's a makeup chair.
Nico, get out.
Yeah, and you need to put some fucking on.
Get out, Nico. Get out.
To cover your little felt on your face.
Ah, he showed up so slimy and creepy.
That's because his face is always hella greasy.
He was like, weird, right?
Nico.
It's like, dude, yeah.
Nico looked like he used to work at McDonald's, got his face burned in grease.
Or just the grease that you sweat from being back there. Just because of the grease.
He'd be coming on like, hey.
You're like, full shift, huh?
You're like, I ain't right. Eating if that dude's working. If that dude's working, I ain't eating.
I'm not eating anything. Yeah, Nico got that Jerry Curl face. Yes. You know, the activator be running out.
The activator. Oh, Nico.
Nico looked like a rundown heartbeat. The one that just didn't make it. All right.
Remember the California raisin? He looked like one.
Don't do that to the raisins. They were cute.
They were not cute.
They were candy California raisins.
Looked like Nico's face.
Nico, low key, he looked like Mac tonight.
Mac tonight was my dude.
Yeah. Squeed. Squeed.
It's Mac tonight.
Yeah.
Better close that mouth out a little bit more. All right, Mimi and Stevie. Mimi says, well, she's disgusted with Stevie because Stevie said, you know, I might be an alcoholic. He's failing drug tests, late on child support. Mimi's worried. Where's Jocelyn? He said she's getting herself together. Then she brings up Nico. The swamp thing has returned?
That's my dude.
And then Mimi tells Nico, I mean Stevie, about Nico. And then we get the showdown. We get Stevie pulling out the black car, production car.
Pulling up in an Uber.
Nico couldn't afford the Uber, so he borrowed someone's tow truck.
Hey, can you drop me off to the set? No, it's right up here.
Can we switch? I'll drive. I'll
it's
drive.
Just off Peachtree and
Prospect Park. I felt like it was like a West Side Story situation. It was like Stevie walked up like. So I heard you think you're going to get in on this book deal. What you mean by that, Stevie? You know I got the contract signed.
Oh, Lord.
Put his face back in like.
Over Nico. I'm so over him. And it's the first day.
Nico, like, he clowning us now with that fucking damn fucking... What with poncho he wearing with the fucking skulls on it?
Oh, jeez.
I was like, bitch, this ain't Fantasia. You ain't Mickey Mouse coming up here with a cloak.
Nico sell clothes. It's like he sell clothes. Remember Tyrese sold clothes on Baby Boy? It's those same items.
You look in the back of that pickup truck.
That dress,
truck.
He gonna pull that dress out. $40! Somebody gonna come with that dress.
That's why he actually showed up to the Mimi photo shoot. Dom was like, can you bring by some music? Yeah, I got this stuff.
I got this dress.
I've been working with these three nice Instagram pages.
$40! Thanks, Mimi.
Just at
me.
Oh, moving on. So Nico wants $2 million from this situation, from Mimi's book deal, and Stevie ain't having it.
Yeah, he tried to call my man out on his child support after that, though.
Sorry about
it. Tried to call his pockets out. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what he's saying. And I'm so excited for the rest of this fucking show because let's get into predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I wrote a lot of shit down for these predictions, so let's look.
Jesse,
no way, I wrote Nico look like A-Town. You know who A-Town is?
What is like a group?
Good morning to you. The birds are chirping.
I don't know that.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you gotta Google it.
A-Town. Alright.
He looked like his brother, his baby brother. Alright. Mimi versus Margo. That looks exciting.
I'm gonna give Margo the benefit of the doubt for a minute. We'll see how it works out. We'll see how the rest of the season works
out. Way too
maybe
early.
She got schemed by Nico.
She had to. There's nothing that will make me believe that she looked at that man in the face for 10 years. And willingly.
You've been homeless. I'm telling you. You'll come through. She probably got hands. She probably got a mouthpiece.
Yeah,
they was hustling.
Got hands.
Yeah.
My brain went somewhere else. So, young Jock got that last thought pregnant, and
Jock.
He has 8 baby mamas. 4 kids with different baby mamas.
4 baby mamas and 8 kids.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
And then, so then he just got this bitch pregnant.
His assistant realtor.
Yeah. Sounds like he doubles up on each baby mama and gotta knock him down twice.
And this bitch out here crying like she didn't know, like, bitch, what happened last year with Carly Red?
Or just get on birth control. I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't.
Whatever. Maybe she wanted a baby.
Maybe. Jocelyn and Mimi sit down. Looked like she borrowed Nene's wig.
Yeah, that was Cyrus's wig from a couple episodes of Scandal ago. Is that Cyrus's throwback flashback wig?
Jocelyn's missing. She's been doing Peter Pan on Broadway.
That's Allison Williams' hair.
Take
from
a
the live show on NBC. Allison Williams?
That's the Sound of Music. The heel, our lie.
The heel.
Our lie. We just sound Scrappy versus Erica. There's a lawyer involved. Erica might get Scrappy arrested.
She got to do something, man. If he ain't gonna pay for the kid, man.
he ain't gonna pay for it in jail either.
I know, but man, punish him or something. Scrap. I don't want Scrappy on the show.
He is kind of bored. Yeah. Like, if you're not gonna be with Erica, I don't care.
Yeah,
exactly. I just wanted them to end up with each other.
And that's not gonna happen.
Right. Stevie's got a drug problem. We see him praying, going to rehab. This will turn me cold, and I won't be cold.
We'll put a shirt on.
Man, that's what they do. Voiceovers like for Love and Hip Hop Vendetta.
Why is he in there working out like he's in prison?
He's in a one bedroom apartment.
Like it's a Steven Seagal movie. Like, get your life.
When I get out of here, I'm getting my revenge.
It was you smoking crack. Why are you mad at us?
It's just The Rock, too. Oh, man. He tried to get that part in Fast and Furious 8. K. Michelle shows up. That'd be nice, a little scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Rashida. It's an apartment, bitch.
Kind of, that was funny. Girl, this an apartment, bitch.
Like, you couldn't tell that walking
she showed
in.
Up with the key.
Rashida, get your boyfriend or your husband.
Like, why are you having a business meeting at 12:30 at night?
Right.
At your two-bedroom apartment.
I'm going to just stay in the city tonight, baby. I've been working hard.
Yeah.
What?
You 50 years old. You don't stay in the city at that age.
How's she going for any of this?
Bring your butt home.
Child.
Come on, Rashida.
I don't know. And what else do we get? We got, it looked like Carly and Rashida are going to get an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
And then who is Jessica getting in a fight with?
Well, nobody.
She was talking about Jocelyn,
but then she was talking to K. Michelle and him. So we didn't see any drama from her.
Mm-mm. Gonna be an interesting season, y'all. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
Me at I Am More Fire.
Also, make sure you guys send us your Nico looks like all week long. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. I'm